And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kinga, and this is In the Green Room. Hello.
Hello.
And this is welcome in the Green Room, everybody.
Hi, Chet.
I missed the show. I'm glad to be back.
So, Chet, why are you not here? Kim, welcome, Kim, our new sidekick here. She's here to make us laugh. Kim LaBelle, she's a theater major from USC, and she's going to come help us entertain, laugh, and educate us. Yes, and we've got Abby. I can't say more details about her, but she's here to help us produce the show. So, we also have Ellie Fern in studio, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on the show today. It's great. I've been looking forward to this for like a month now, so it's awesome to finally be here.
Welcome. We're super excited. I know you were a finalist for Alice Cooper's Solid Rock Proof's in the Pudding.
Thank you. Woo! Yeah. That competition was awesome.
So, Chet, do we all sound muffled? Because I know you're at home, and I'm sure you're not wearing a mask because I'm wearing a visor. Kim's wearing a visor. Ellie's wearing, we're all wearing masks or visors. Do I sound like ridiculous?
No, you all sound great. Could not tell at all. Not muffled. And yes, the reason why I couldn't make it in the studio today is because Thursday evening, I was actually pretty late. I was getting a late night workout in, and I was doing weighted push-ups, so I had a 25-pound plate on my back. And then as I finished up my set, I went to go grab it. And as I rotated my shoulders, I fell off my back. It flipped off and broke my fingertips on my left hand.
Ouch.
So yeah,
I've
been trying not to drive, because if I have to do any type of a evasive maneuver or anything like that, my left hand isn't, you know, I'm not as responsive as normal, as quick as normal, because my hand is broken. So, you know, the drive didn't work out. So I was like, oh, I'll just call into the show. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Chet. Chet, so I want to hear.
Digital version of me. Yeah.
I want to hear how long it will take for your hand to heal.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. So not too
okay,
bad.
Good.
But, yeah, I think by next week I should be, like, you know, not in constant pain, so it won't be affecting my driving very much.
Okay,
so,
well, I want to hear.
I think I'll be in studio next week.
I would like to hear your new song soon on the show. I was super excited when we saw each other about a week ago, 5 days ago, and you played that brand new song of yours, and you said, Mom, this is going to be a hit, and I am super, super excited to play it on the show. So is it 100% ready?
Not even close. I'm actually looking forward to potentially collaborating this summer on that song. But yeah, we don't even have the vocals finished, written. No aspect of the song is actually finished yet. But it just sounds good so far.
Well, here we have a musician that's amazing in studio, and we want to have Ellie sing a song, and maybe you'll collaborate with her on a song too.
That'd be great. I'm so down to collab.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
So you have to friend her on Instagram. What is your Instagram, Ellie Fern?
Ellie Fern Music. It's on Instagram and Facebook, same username. So.
Okay, great. So, Chet, do you want to hear a song?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, plug yourself. Tell everybody to go follow you. Go stream all our music and everything. Everybody, come on.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. And how old are you, my dear?
I'm 18.
18 and talented. Let's
Thank
hear you.
You.
What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play this song called Just the Sky and Me. It's on my debut album, which is called Face to Face. You can find it on all streaming platforms. And this song I wrote about my struggle between having really big dreams and being really good at procrastinating. So, yeah, that's this one. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
seeking inspiration, setting goals I'm not reaching. What the hell am I achieving? I wanna be on top, singing my songs, doing what I love. I need to be on top. I want to fly up in the sky, above the chaos, the clouds, my mind every day. I want to shine with the stars brilliantly. Just the sky and me. Just the sky and me. Daydreaming about a bird's eye view, I hear the crowd. But daydreaming won't help my dreams come true. I wanna make you proud. Am I making you proud? Look who's making it now. I'm making you proud. I want to fly up in the sky, above the chaos, the clouds, my mind every day. I want to shine with the stars brilliantly. Just the sky and me. Just the sky and me. Who's to say what I want is right or wrong? Every word I sing, I truly mean in my songs. I'm gonna live my life, I'm gonna color outside the lines. My heart, my eyes, my mind.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So this is, you have an album out already, right?
Yeah, I have an album. It's 9 original songs. Yeah, it's been out for a year, a little over a year now.
Okay, and how long did it take you to write them all? I mean, when did you start all of this?
Yeah, so I really started writing music freshman year of high school. My choir teacher encouraged me to, and he like challenged me every month to write a new song. And eventually I wrote like enough that it was enough to make an album, and I was happy with them. And so I went to Brick Road Studio in Scottsdale. Yeah, with Scott Leader, yes.
Okay.
And I did my album there, and now it's out everywhere. So,
How long has Brick Road been around?
I'm not sure. I think it's been around for a while, actually.
Okay.
And I'm actually doing an internship there right now. I'm learning how to do all like the producing, recording, mixing. It's really great. Yeah, I love being in that studio.
How long have you been interning there?
I've done 60 hours so far.
Great.
I started this summer. We're going through this semester, and then we'll see from there.
I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah, are you're a music major at school at ASU?
Yes, I'm getting a Bachelor of Arts degree in music with a concentration in popular music. It's brand new this year, so it's like focusing on songwriting, music business, entrepreneurship, performance. Like everything a modern day musician needs to succeed.
Absolutely. If you can write your own music and play it, that's the way to go, right?
And your voice is just incredible.
Aww.
I mean, it's incredible.
Thank you so much.
So what I know about the show and what I'm learning is we're trying to see what we do for the environment. And so
that's right.
I understand you have your hands in all kinds of environmentally friendly things, and it would be nice to hear about those.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm on my journey towards being more like a sustainable person.
Can you give us some tips?
Yeah, so I started using metal straws. They're super easy. There's some that fold up, you can just keep in your purse, or there's some that don't fold up and you just keep them at your house.
Right.
I use like reusable water bottles whenever I can. What else? I donate clothes, and I try to not buy from fast fashion because that's really bad for the environment.
And, so where do you like to shop? Give us a store.
Well, like thrift stores. I don't have like a specific name. Yeah. Yeah.
Sister's Closet.
Yeah, those are all good places. I think...
Sorry, my mask has kind of a glare.
So it's all good.
Like, I'm trying to like go like this with the light.
It's all good. It's all good.
Does your mask have a glare?
Yeah, I feel like I'm an astronaut, kind of, you know?
All spacey.
If you guys are all listening and you're not on Facebook Live, go on Facebook Live and look how silly we look. We do look like we're like out of space. You have those.
You got a face shield on.
Right? There we go. Anyhow, so you do the straws that are metal, you're repurposing, you're shopping at Goodwill.
And we recycle a lot. My family, we have like 2 recycling bins. We had to request for a second one because of how much we recycle. And also, I'm not like fully vegetarian yet, but I'm like starting to, I want to become pescatarian for the environment and for the ethics. So I'm trying to incorporate some like vegan and vegetarian options into my diet, but I'm not all the way there yet.
But that's okay. That's what we ask. Everybody just do your little part.
Yeah. I highly recommend.
Oh, Chet, there you are. I forgot you were here.
He's here.
Do 18-year-olds can say that they've already produced an album? That's like so amazing. And your music is beautiful. So
thank you.
You're making the world a better place with your art. So that's something that gets overlooked a lot. You know, there's a lot of people out there that don't actually make anything or create or make the world a better place through creating art, and so we gotta give you the credit that you deserve for doing that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellie.
Well said, Chet.
Right? That's so true. My favorite thing is music and art. I just, you know, that's anything creative, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you're a theater major, so you know all about it.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like doing, you know, live theater. It's the best. But, you know, no, I'm not doing much of it right now. Last I read, they're doing like...
I think she needs you to talk louder, our producer's saying. Louder?
Do you know, I have never in my life had my husband or daughter tell me I need to speak louder.
Wait, you need louder?
Anyway, I'm getting direction. I'm not...
That's okay. I'll go
what
find
am
out
I
what
doing?
She's saying. Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay, well, I'm curious. How many songs are you going to play for us today?
I think 3 more.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And Chet, you're a musician too, correct?
Yes. So I produce songs, and then I also DJ. I can also play the piano. I do a little bit of everything. But, like my main focus, though, is producing songs. I dabble here and there. And then I love going to concerts, but those don't really exist right now.
Oh, my gosh, so. I know. I'm missing going to concerts so much. I was actually at, like, the last concert that happened in Arizona before it shut down. It was, like, the McDowell Mountain Music Festival. It was literally the day.
I went to the first day of that this year, and I've been the past few years in a row as well.
Yeah, same. I go every year with my dad.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great festival.
I've been. It's so great.
Can you imagine going to a festival and everyone's 6 feet apart?
I know.
You know, like 20 people can attend. You know.
Well,
anyway.
So do you think we're going to get back to festivals soon? And if so,
I think.
Are you going to be playing?
I mean, I hope so. I really hope so. I miss gigging. I was gigging pretty frequently, almost 2 times a month, like minimum, for the past 2 years. I play at some restaurants, hotels. I've played some like art festivals. I really miss doing it though.
How did you start that? Like, is your mom and dad into music or?
Kind of. It's like my parents love listening to music. My mom used to play clarinet, but she didn't do like what I'm doing. And they always had really great music playing throughout my house as a kid. So like, I know all the oldies. I know all the good music. I'm not just listening to the radio. And then one day they just tried a new restaurant in Fountain Hills. It's called Phil's Filling Station Grill. and they saw that there was live music there, and so they're like, Ellie, do you want to play live music? And I was like, sure, I guess I'll try. I like went in there, I was so nervous to ask to like play a gig. I was like, hey, I'm Ellie, like I'm a singer-songwriter, so nervous. Aww. Can I play at your restaurant? He's like, yeah, you're hired. And so I've been playing there.
How cute.
It's a cute little restaurant, yeah.
So you still play there? I mean, not
well, not
COVID.
Now, but yeah, I was playing
okay,
there consistently.
Great.
It was my first gig. Still have it. Yeah,
well, we'll have to have a party there. For in the green room and have yeah, be one of the performers.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome. So school started back for you guys. When did you start back to ASU? When did it start?
August 20th. Classes started. I moved in on the 17th. Yeah.
So every class, you guys are wearing a mask. And
so ASU is doing something called ASU Sync, where some classes are sync only, which means you're only watching Zoom calls and talking on Zoom calls. Other classes, they split the classes into different groups. So, like, if your class is on a Monday and a Wednesday, Group A would go in person on Monday, Group B would go in person on Wednesday, and when they're not in person, they'd be on Zoom. It's kind of interesting. Like, my theory class, I'm in person one day a week, and you hear the Zoom people talking through the speakers, but you
oh,
can't
cool.
see them.
Oh, that's,
yeah,
it's like chat.
Yeah, yeah,
it like
exactly.
This?
It's like similar. Yeah, but like you're.
Chat, can you hear that?
Yeah.
Chat.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Oh, are you, did you go watch a TV show real quick? You disappeared.
No, what are you talking
about? We just asked you a question, and you just like disappeared on us.
Oh well.
What else?
I just heard you say, "Oh, like chat." But that wasn't necessarily asking me a question.
Yeah. It was just saying, like, the big voice from wherever. Like, it's the same thing in class.
We were talking about Ellie in class, and she's got the Zoom, and she can't see the students.
Yeah, people calling yeah. in through Zoom, yeah.
It's interesting, yeah, but ASU is doing a great job.
So are some people wearing visors and some people wearing masks or both? Or
I've seen everyone's wearing masks. Yeah, okay. Some people have both, but I haven't seen just visors. Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel really safe.
Good.
Yeah,
you
that's
do.
Great.
Things
all
are
right,
being
right.
cleaned all the time. Everyone, for the most part, is respecting the rules. Obviously, there's going to be people who don't, but that's life, you know?
So are people being as friendly as before, or is it kind of like you're standing so far apart you can't really talk?
At least in my experience, I'm making a lot of friends because I'm staying in Best Hall, which is the dorms for all of the art majors. So I'm with like graphic design, music, like band kids, theater kids, all these different creative people. And so I'm friends with almost every single person on my floor. It's really great. We all, like, get dinner together, and we, like, eat social distance, like, wherever we can. And it's really nice. I love it.
So you say everything with a smile, and that's so friendly. When people smile and
it is.
Are happy, it's so inviting.
I'm always smiling. Even when I'm crying, I'm smiling.
Oh, well, I don't know if I can go that far.
So, Chet, can you see us on Facebook?
If I was listening through Facebook at the same time, then it would affect my audio quality.
Okay. Good job, good job.
It would echo.
Okay, good job.
One thing that I was going to say, though, is that all those precautions that ASU are doing, those are all great, but nobody's really talking about the fact that our real problem here isn't all those precautions. It's underlying health issues and, like, obesity and cigarettes, because like Sweden and a few other countries have like not done any shutdowns like of their schools, and like, you know, they're not doing online classes, they're staying, you know, normal school schedule and everything, and they have like deaths per capita in the United States. So the real issue here is people are unhealthy. Like, we can shut down as much as we want, people are going to keep dying if there's a lot of obese people, so.
So your point is everybody needs to care more for their health and wellness and their diet and exercise.
And yeah, exactly. Like, it's really not fair, because also she's talking about how she's not getting to go to her gigs anymore. I'm not getting to go play gigs anymore as a DJ. Like, all performing arts are suffering at a massive scale right now because of these shutdowns. When the real issue is poor health care and poor health in general, like, we have like 30 or 40% of our country is severely obese. That's why COVID is hitting so hard. So it doesn't matter how hard we try to prepare for that.
Do you agree with this? I want to hear Kim's input.
Well,
on
I don't
this.
Want to get in a debate. I agree.
Yes,
we're unhealthy.
I want to hear
I don't know if we can always just put it on obesity. I know that, you know, there's But obesity does lead to diabetes and other issues.
And heart issues. And heart. And respiratory issues.
Yeah.
Well, I personally think that you're what you eat, you are what you eat. And if you're not eating healthy and you're eating canned foods and fake foods and fried foods.
People aren't talking about getting healthy. They're just talking about wearing masks or shutting down. People need to get healthy, and then you can fight COVID off, no problem.
That's a good point.
That's what Sweden has been doing. And they're not dying in hordes. Literally 5,000 or 6,000 people out of a population of 10 million have passed away there, and most of them were like really old and going to die anyway. So I'm just saying people need to start focusing more on the solutions that are going to actually fix the issue. Because like a lot of those things, like what ASU is doing, they're basically performative. It's like to look like it's going to solve the problem, but it's not actually going to solve the problem if everybody here continues being unhealthy, eating like crap, being inactive, and smoking cigarettes at the rate that we are. So
how do you feel about that, Ellie?
Well, I know, like, the president, Michael Crow, he's been saying, like, this isn't going away anytime soon.
ASU president.
The ASU president has been saying, like, coronavirus isn't going to go away anytime soon. So instead of staying home and not, like, facing it, kind of, like, they're trying to adapt so that we can go to school and live our lives because this is what life is now.
Right, and Chet's point is, hey, we should all be eating more fruits and vegetables and you know, just less fried foods, less canned foods.
My point is that we need to continue adapting and continue opening everything back up with some precautionary measure like that. But at the same time, increase focus on our obesity epidemic and the cigarette smoking epidemic. Cigarettes, on average, according to the CDC, kill 480,000 people per year, and COVID's on track to kill less than half of that.
Isn't that crazy?
So think about that. It's like, would we change society and end society as we know it for half of the cigarette deaths a year? No, we don't even bat an eye at that. So it's really weird that we're literally ending society as we know it and culture and art, performance art, all that kind of stuff, as we know it for the foreseeable future over a disease that's not that deadly.
So give us a few tips then, Chet. We want to hear some positive.
We need to eat better. I mean, you know, honestly, Chet, you guys can all agree with me out there. It is cheaper to buy crappy food at the grocery store than it is to buy healthy food. It really is. So if you're like on a limited budget, it's cheaper to buy food that's not good for you. And it's so sad that's the case, right?
Mm-hmm. And so, why is that? Because in a lot of, you know, in most other countries, they don't sell a lot of our bad foods we have here.
The reason why is the most frustrating part is because of corn and soy subsidies. So it's literally basically socialist government programs where the government went and gave hundreds of millions of dollars to corn and soy farmers. And now that's why there's corn syrup and corn in everything, because it got subsidized. The government funded that to make it cheaper for everyone.
Well, that's why we should be eating real foods and whole foods that don't have a bunch of ingredients. Yeah. I mean, fresh, you know, fresh salads and, you know, organic food.
Exactly. What I'm talking about is good news. This is like the actual solution. You'll start talking about, oh, yeah, let's get healthy. Let's go for more runs. Let's eat properly. Maybe clubs will be open back up and we'll be gigging soon.
Well, if you guys go to our Facebook and our Instagram for inthegreenroom.green and look at all the photos of the sunrises and sunsets, I have been hiking. So I'm setting an example, and I'm eating mostly. I do love to have a good burger here and there.
Absolutely.
In fact, we just split one. I love it. but, you know, only once a week, you know, and then I ate my fish and, you know, lots of salads and exercise. I'm dancing, swimming, and hiking almost every day. So I think we should focus on the solutions. And I think we should hear a song from Ellie.
I think so, too. All right. I think so, too. We need a little upbeat here.
I know.
So what are you gonna give us today?
This one's called Just Be, and it's about how social media kind of makes it hard to want to be yourself and be comfortable being yourself when you see the images of the perfect people just
100% agree with you on that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Especially when I have a young girl, a daughter, you know, it's
yes.
It's manipulative. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we want to hear you.
Thank you. Good. I overthink before I speak because of them and what they might think. Why do I care what they think? I'm content with where I'm at, with what I wear and who I am. Why do I care what they think? You can't force a puzzle piece to fit where it don't belong. Oh, oh, just be who you want to be. Oh, oh, just be. Oh, oh, just be who you want to be. Over stupid numbers, how many likes and views did I get? Why do I want to be like one of them? I tend to stare and fantasize, getting attention from all the guys. Why do I want to be like one of them? You can't force a puzzle piece to fit where it don't belong. Oh, oh, just be who you want to be. Oh, oh, just be. Oh, oh, just be who you want to be. Thank you so much.
Very great words. I agree.
And in this day and time, we need those words. And that's exactly what we need to be, just who we are. And not judge. We can't be judging people.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has to just spread positivity, kindness, and not judge.
100%. I agree.
Is that recent you wrote that?
No. I think I wrote that one was from freshman or sophomore year of high school. I think, yeah. Because I dealt with some not-so-nice people in middle school. I was bullied, like, pretty hardcore.
Everybody says
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Does everybody say that at that age?
Everyone, yeah. And yeah. girls, you know, I don't get that. Why are girls the meanest?
I don't know, but it sucked. So I ended up going to...
What were the solutions and how did you overcome that?
Well, I don't even know. I just pushed through. And then when it came to be time to, like, pick where to go to high school, I decided to go to a different high school than the one I was, like, meant to go to because, you know, Arizona has, like, open enrollment wherever you want. So I ended up going to Chaparral, and it was great, and I made a lot of friends.
Oh, you went to Chaparral?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know Lily?
Lily
Connell.
I know the name. I don't know the face.
Okay. But so she's hi Lily. She's our intern. She's not here tonight.
Yeah. But yeah, Chaparral was great. And I also, I started going to a sleepaway camp in seventh grade, and that really helped me because it showed, I was like, oh my gosh, there's people in this world who like me and are nice to me. Like, I deserve love and respect like that. It was really the greatest. And some of my greatest friends are from that sleepaway camp, and they live in a bunch of different states, but I always know they're there, so.
So when you were bullied, did you actually smile this much and laugh this much?
Probably not.
So was it music that took you out of that? Because you're so happy, you exude.
Yeah.
Well, right now.
Yeah, totally.
Right now, things are really good. Like, I'm so happy and grateful to be able to be at college and do music. My whole schedule is music, and I have one English class. I'm doing all music all day long, and it's amazing. And I'm making all these friends, and I'm on this podcast today. Like, there's so much to be happy about right now.
Well, absolutely. We definitely want you to be a regular. I just absolutely adore you. And everything that you're about is sustainability.
Thank you.
So, can you give us a few more tips of, you know, anything that you're... how you're improving, like, every day, you know, ever since we even talked for you about the show. Like, I said for you to, like, make a little list of everything you're doing. Have you improved at all? Like, are you thinking more about it? Are you more aware?
Yeah, I'm really trying. And it's also nice, ASU, actually, the first week of school, because it's takeout only. You can't eat in the dining halls because of COVID. They were using, like, throwaway containers, and the whole time I'm just like, this is so bad. This is so bad. How many people are throwing away their food and their containers? And now they actually just switched to reusables. So you get your food, you take it back with you, and then the next time you come, you bring back the green tray and get a new clean one. So
that's great.
It's great, yeah. I'm very happy about that. The bad stuff only lasted a week, so yeah. It's all good now.
You know, this whole thing, everyone had to get kind of accustomed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all the students coming in. I'm a realtor also, and so you didn't have many open houses going on. And now I'm amazed how many people are coming in and out of the house. They're wearing their masks, you know, we spray the house down and all that, but it's pretty cool that people are out and about. Don't you remember when this first happened? Like, okay,
it was
I'm going to be kind of mean, but it was kind of nice getting on the road and going somewhere with no traffic.
Yeah.
But it's so much nicer now to, like,
be back to normal.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, not totally, but
it's definitely getting more comfortable now. In the beginning, though, like, it was so hard. Senior year canceled. I had a date to prom. I was going to go to prom with a boy.
And
graduation. I didn't get prom or graduation or all these things, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. There's worse things in the world. But
you're able to write your music.
Yeah, and honestly, I had pretty bad writer's block all senior year because I was just stressed out to the max and had so much on my plate. As soon as quarantine hit, I wrote like 2 or 3 new songs really quickly, and I couldn't get anything on the paper for a year. So
this will be our new enlightenment, you know? Like,
great. I love it. So how was it in, are you, can I ask you if you're dating?
I'm not dating anyone right now.
Okay, because I was wondering how that scene is.
I was going to say, how do you have your first date and you're 2 plastics?
Oh my gosh, I know. I don't really know.
Okay, good. So you're just focusing on music.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Music and friends.
All right. Well, do you have any more songs we can hear? Do you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll do a spicy song.
Spicy. We want to hear spicy.
On the topic of boys, this song is called One Sided Love, and it's about this guy who broke my heart. I don't need to say anymore.
How old were you?
Yes.
Very young. There's no more details that are needed.
That's fine. 15? It's none of our business.
Probably around 15. I was very young. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's okay now. We're friends.
Did your parents know about it?
Yeah. I'm really close to my parents. They know everything.
I mean, were you, like, best friends and you guys just hung out with your parents? Or were you actually boyfriend-girlfriend?
No. It was, like, a little fling. It wasn't, like, a real boyfriend.
Yeah, they went to movies together or stuff like that, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to play the song. I don't even talk about this anymore.
I think we should leave her alone.
Quit playing me like I'm one of your guitars. I've had enough of you picking at my heart. You knew just how I felt, and I was still used. I need to fall. fall out of this one-sided love. Will somebody catch me before I hit the ground? I'm afraid to fall for you again. One, two, three, four times you had to hurt me before I realized you and I would not be. Keep missing me until you find another girl. Another girl. I need to fall out of this one-sided love. Will somebody catch me before I hit the ground? I'm afraid to fall for you again. I can't get you off of my mind, mind, mind. My heart still aches all the time, time, time. Time keeps on passing me by, by, by. Why can't I just say goodbye to the thought of us? I need to fall out of this one-sided love. Will somebody catch me before I hit the ground? I'm afraid to fall.
I love it.
Your melodies are so catchy.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love the words.
So I want to know about the guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, do you ever see him anymore?
Oh, yeah, we'll sleep for alone.
Like, we're friends now. Yet? We're friends now. We were so young back then.
Is he a musician as well?
Yes. Oh. They're always musicians. Yeah. All right, new topic, new topic.
Okay,
no
okay,
problem.
New topic.
No
so,
problem.
So where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years from now, like, with your music? What's on your bucket list?
In a perfect world, I'd hope to be on tour. Mm-hmm. I really want to tour someday. I hope I can grow my fan base big enough. If that doesn't work out, I'm totally down to songwrite for other people. That's something possibly. 5 years from now, I'll probably be out of college, so hopefully the music career takes off.
It will.
Thank you.
I don't you feel it?
Yeah.
I feel it. 100%. Well, I know you were in theater, and weren't you in local theaters here?
I did a few plays here, yeah.
And so that was on your list, and you got it. And then you just became a mom and said, I'm just going to focus on my kids, my
For
family.
For, 12 years? I didn't work. I just was mom.
Which theater did you show them?
I did a play in Mesa at the Encore Theater. We did The Graduate, so I played Mrs. Robinson. And then the last play I did a couple years ago was at the Herberger Black Box. We did White Guy on the Bus.
Cool.
Which was fun. That was super a lot fun. Of fun.
So she reached her goal, so that's great. You're going to achieve yours. I mean, look, you already won for Alice Cooper's.
Or finalist.
finalist, that's winning.
Yeah.
How many people compete in that?
There was a lot. Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember. Probably over 100 people started off, and then each round got, smaller and smaller. I don't remember. Maybe there's 20 finalists? I'm not sure.
But it started from 100?
100-something, yeah.
That's amazing.
I think. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
How long did it last? I mean, explain to us how this competition works.
Yeah, so there were different rounds. So, round one, there was 3 nights of it, and you were just told which night to come. There's a pre-screen audition first before round one. Then round one happened, then they eliminated some people, and then round two happened, and then they eliminated some more people, semifinals and finals, and each round had a different requirement. So I think the first was just cover songs, and then eventually they added Christmas, and you could do an original, I think. Yeah, so I did a jazzy version of Frosty the Snowman on piano.
Oh, cute.
It's pretty fun, yeah.
That's so cool. Because at the end you do what, one song that's Christmas and one that's...
Yeah, you do Christmas songs for, I think, two rounds. Yeah.
Original, yeah. Right? All original?
I think so. I might be wrong about that, but I did originals. Yeah.
I love it.
It was a great competition. Everyone there was so friendly, and I made so many friends just doing the competition, where you think, like, competition, you're not going to, like, become friendly with these people, but I am. We're all friends on Instagram. And
well, so, like, music and theater are a totally different crowd than, like, beauty pageants, I think. You know what I mean? Like, everyone, you root for each other more so, yep. Right? So, and yeah. Where did they hold the competition? Where does he hold it?
It was, so a couple of the rounds were at the Alice Cooper Solid Rock Teen Center. It's in Phoenix.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Oh, yes, it's great.
Wow.
Any kid from, I think, 13 to 19, is it?
Or 20? It might be 21.
Is it 21? Can go, and you can have any kind of instrument that you choose, lessons, and singing lessons, dance lessons. And don't they pay for everything?
Yeah, I think it's all free.
It's all free.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're great.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and actually at the beginning of quarantine, I did two or three live streams for them. They did like a live music series. Yeah, so I did that a couple of times. That was really great because I was on their account, so it was like new names popping up. I was like, oh my gosh, look at all these people watching me. Like, yeah, that they're a really great organization.
So wow. when you're a finalist, who are the judges? Who decides?
It's different every year. They have people come in.
Okay.
I don't remember everyone's names, but there are some pretty well-known people.
So as a finalist, do you come back and help?
There was nothing from that. Like, you can if you want to volunteer.
Okay. Well, I guess what I mean... Okay, so are you going to compete again this year?
They're not doing it this year.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they're not doing it this year because of COVID.
I wouldn't... that doesn't surprise me. But they'll start up probably next year again.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're still doing things. I think you can reserve lesson times now. Because, like, before it was just open. You could just walk in. I think you have to reserve.
So what artists influenced you? What are your favorite bands?
Number one, all-time favorite, John Mayer. I'm obsessed with him. His music, so his guitar playing, and he's cute. So, you know, that's nice too.
Pretty hot,
yes. I love him. I've seen him 6 times in concert, 2 on his own, 4 with Dead & Company. Grateful Dead plus John Mayer. Very cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I love the Grateful Dead. I love Fleetwood Mac, Joni Mitchell.
If you're going to pick, like, your favorite artist that, like, kind of influenced you, like, if you listen to their music and thought, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah. Not Grateful Dead, but John Mayer, Joni Mitchell, Fleetwood Mac. I don't know if you know Kacey Musgraves or Maggie Rogers.
I want to listen.
Yeah, Kacey Musgraves is more country. Maggie Rogers is kind of indie. They're really good. They're really good female singer-songwriters. And, like, all the classics, like Billy Joel and, like, not for, like, my own personal, but, like, Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd. I love all the classic rock.
That's classic rock to her. I mean, I think of, like, you know, Boston and 38
really?
Special. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
My favorite classic rock is Led Zeppelin. Chet?
Oh, well.
You know that Chet, right? What happened to Chet? Is he gone?
I'm here. What's up?
We're talking about Led Zeppelin.
I think he's taking a nap over there.
Led Zeppelin's my all-time favorite. Classic
rock
band, yeah, definitely.
What's that?
I was saying Led Zeppelin's definitely my all-time favorite classic rock band.
Yeah, and like the Eagles. The Eagles are good. Yeah. Have you seen the movie Rock of Ages?
No.
Uh-uh.
It's a really bad movie, but I love it. It's like not good for movie standards, but it's so great. It's all like 80s music, and it's like takes place in the 80s, and these two kids like fall in love, and like they go to the concerts and whatever. But it's great. They like mashed up great 80s songs together.
Oh, great!
And I saw that movie when I was probably too young to see it, and I bought the entire album on like iTunes when that was still a thing instead of streaming. Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the Adam Sandler movies have really great 80s tunes.
True.
So check it out. Yeah, Adam Sandler.
I love Adam Sandler movies. I know people hate on them, but I love them.
Oh, come on. I mean, I know, though, but my dad would just cringe at some of the 80s music. Him coming out of the 60s, yeah. So.
So what about you? What's your favorite music?
I like classic rock. I like country.
Okay.
You know, I have a younger kid, so, you know.
So what does Abby like?
She likes, golly, I don't even know the names of them, but I like the songs. Throw out a name. Oh, she won't throw out a name. I guess if you turned on the radio, local.
Okay, that's the shoelace. So question, TikTok, do you ever post stuff on that?
Yes. So
how do you feel about that?
It's interesting. TikTok is really interesting because it's super, super easy to go viral on there. Mm-hmm. I have not yet, but I just started. So, I've been making these little vlogs of like the day in the life of a recording studio intern. And I take little clips of what I'm doing at Brick Road Studio and do like little voiceovers. But there's so much content on there. There's comedy, music, art, dance. It's really interesting. I don't know why they're trying to ban it, though. Like, I understand the whole China information scandal, but that's happened with other apps, and then we just bought them and then went away. So I think that's what's going to happen. It's still on the App Store, so.
Chad, do you think that it should be banned?
They love it.
Part of that issue was because, like, they own that intellectual property then. So, like, let's say you posted a TikTok with one of your unreleased songs or something, then it would be basically like a copyright issue when you go to copyright the song. Because they are like, oh, we own the intellectual property in that TikTok. So that's one aspect of why it's problematic for a Chinese company to, like, own all the rights to that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I kind of see why they're trying to convert it over to being an American company, because there's so many people that are putting all types of intellectual property. Because when people create TikToks and put their own music and other material in there that belongs to them, then it's like they're basically sharing intellectual property before they have the copyright.
So how does it work? Like, I know DistroKid, as a distributor, now they can put your music on TikTok. Would you still have the rights to that, or would TikTok have that after it's distributed there?
Well, if you do an official release through DistroKid, then you should probably have your copyright. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that for sure necessarily, but it still could potentially be a problem in the future. Like, mm-hmm. if you wanted China or the whatever company controls TikTok, if you wanted them to not use the content you posted in the TikTok, you might have an issue with them taking it down, because they technically own that TikTok. Mm-hmm. No matter what you put in it.
Are you sure about this?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Well, when you click on the agree to terms and services to use the app, that's what you're agreeing to. People just don't even read that stuff, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I want to go on it now that you tell me this.
They're going to steal all my dance moves.
I mean, if you just watch TikToks, they're not going to steal anything from you.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, that was my dance move.
Well, no, and then I feel really bad for, like, some of the younger generation, because there have been, like, all these trends that are basically them filming them doing something illegal. Like, some of them have been, like, people doing drugs. Some of them involve them getting naked. They've basically been uploading all this stuff that could blackmail themselves in the future and giving it to this random Chinese company.
Yeah, that's why you can't take videos of anything bad. Like, even if no one's going to see them, there's always a chance. Once it's on the internet, it's
there. I know, and there's literally, like, hundreds of thousands of people that literally willingly post it online, like, publicly.
You know, that's scary, Chad. That's scary, because that will come back. And employers do go back and they look at what you've posted. So,
exactly. It's a digital footprint that's never going to go away, and people just don't think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you think you delete it, but it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, looks like we are ticking down, and we really want to hear one more song.
One more song?
Yeah,
there we go. Woo!
We're
ticking down.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's your next song, Ticking Down.
All right, I got
Take
you.
Take me down.
All right, Ellie Fern.
So this one's called Miss Anxiety. It's a lot of my friends' favorites. It might be like the number 2 streamed one on my album.
Great.
I don't know, but I'm just going to plug again real quick. So my album is called Face to Face. You can find it on all streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, YouTube. It's everywhere. Just look up Ellie Fern Face to Face, and you can listen to my music. Girl who has made a home of my brain. She nags me all day and I beg her to please stay quiet. My skin starts to crawl as she walks through the hallways of my thoughts. know she's not real, but at times I feel she's near me. Miss Anxiety, it's time to find another mind to occupy. It's been 1 year since you first appeared, and it's still unclear what brought you here. Will I get through this? I'm not sure if I ever will. I try to be brave, but I can't escape my past. My mama tells me this awful feeling will pass. Miss Anxiety will come knocking on your door someday. Tell her goodbye, she's just in your head. Miss Anxiety, it's time you find another mind to occupy. It's been 2 years since you first appeared, and it's still unclear what brought you here. Will I get through this? I might get through. Sometimes I feel like I cannot breathe, but my lungs work just fine. I want to run away, escape my mind. Miss Anxiety, it's time you find another mind to occupy. It's been 3 years since you first appeared, and it's still unclear what brought you here. Will I get through this? Will I ever get through this? I need to get through this. I will get through. Thank you.
Yeah, really good lyrics.
Yeah, that one was about like the whole middle school stuff, because I wrote it originally to help myself get over the anxiety, and it did a little bit, but now it's turned into something that's helped a lot of other people, which makes me very happy. Yeah.
It's such a great song.
Thank you.
No, I mean, seriously, everybody needs to hear that song that's going through a hard time.
Yeah. Growing up's hard. Growing old's even harder, let me tell you.
Well, I pretty much think that if we have a positive attitude and we just, you know, if you wake up in the morning and just tell yourself, you know, everything that makes you happy and make a list of all the good things in your life and count your blessings, you can really, you know, channel that into positivity.
Yeah, and you got to take it day by day. It's okay to have bad days, you know, so.
Yes.
Appreciate the good ones, go through the bad ones, and that's how you do it.
There you go. That's bingo. And that's reality,
yeah.
Right? That's
reality. Giving somebody a compliment can make their day, right?
Yeah. So huge.
And it's such an easy conversation starter, too. Like, if you just want to meet people, just compliment them, and then there you go.
Right.
You're already friends.
Well, and that's how you save the planet. And we're here saving the planet.
One show at a time.
Let's do it one more time.
Okay. The first time.
Kim's new to this. Okay. Saving the planet.
One show at a time. So the river is going too slow. Come on.
Okay, we are.
So could you write us a song?
I was going to say.
Yes.
Like a little jingle? A little jingle?
Yes.
I'll try for next time. Okay,
perfect.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. This has been so awesome. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We're so grateful. We're so grateful, and every day I'm just so happy. You know, when I heard your voice and you were so excited to come on the show, that makes me so grateful and happy to be doing this. And just adore you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You definitely have God-given talent there.
Oh.
You do. It's like an angelic voice. I'm so mesmerized by you.
This is a wrap.
That's a wrap, folks.
So we'll hear a tune next time?
I'll try.
Okay,
yeah. All right.
Okay, perfect. So maybe November. Okay, great.
We'll talk.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
You're seriously so talented. Never stop making music. Please never stop releasing.
Thank you.
I love your tune.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we have to collab sometime.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, you guys have to collab.
All right.
Well, everybody get out there and do something positive, and please, please pick up your trash and try to use less plastic. Give us a tip. Everybody give us a tip.
We gotta go.
Oh, okay.
We're done.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.